Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for Neurolinguistic Programming. We're here today in Edinburgh, Scotland, and I have two trainers that I would like to introduce to you today, Drs. Ron and Edie Perry. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, you've been around NLP for quite some time. What was your first experiences in NLP?
Well, I first heard about NLP in 1981 from Moshe Feldenkrais. I was attending a workshop that he was putting on, and he kept talking about this wonderful work that was being done that was similar to his work, except it wasn't done with touching people. And then he'd go on and ramble off into various loops of complexity, and left me quite curious. And then I saw an article in a magazine, and I called up and said, I want to learn this. And so everything went from there. It was a long time ago.
Now, you are both chiropractors as well, Edie?
Yes, we're chiropractors. We've studied Feldenkrais. We're Feldenkrais practitioners. And we love to learn different techniques. We're always learning what new things people have come up with, sort through them to find out what works best, what works with different people.
We're really building a repertoire of things that we can do, mm-hmm. because it's really, the meaning of the communication is the response that you get, right? So whatever we need to do in order to get responses that indicate person's becoming healthier, more vital, more graceful, more powerful, more alive, then that's what we want to do. And so in order to accomplish that, we've studied many, many different techniques, and so we have lots of ways of proceeding.
And helping clients just feel better all around.
Yeah.
Mind and body. It's great. Now, so what is it that you find NLP to be an advantage for in body work? Because, you know, people out there are maybe body workers or massage therapists or chiropractors. You know, what is the advantage you think that NLP has for them?
Well, NLP gives a very powerful way to think about what to do. It gives an orientation, an attitude. It's really... the concept of working in feedback, in flow with the person, so that you have to notice something, do something, notice if you're getting the kind of response that you want to get, and then either doing more of it or doing something entirely different, right? The tote model.
Mm-hmm. And also it's such an important thing that people in healing environments can hear what they're telling their clients.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's so much bad hypnosis out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We always say, use the force for good, not evil.
So in other words, what you're saying, Edie, is that the words you use are just as important as what you're doing with your hands and your mind.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many different ways of actually doing an intervention. If you have it set up properly, it almost doesn't matter what you do, mm-hmm. because the hypnosis is in place for the person to get the good outcome.
That's great. And so many things with NLP is so powerful, and yet a lot of people don't have the whole package yet until they really start training with Dr. Richard Bandler and some of the really good trainers that are out there. And they all have the same theme. It's that you set direction for your client, you know. And so it's even that, you know, you're working with a muscle or a body part, but there's also, you need to set a direction for that as well. Is that correct? Or
sure, very much so. And it's the idea of working informationally.
Mm.
Most body work is done mechanically. Oh, that muscle's too tight, I'm going to stretch it out. Well, there was an active intelligence running that muscle before you began messing with it. And it's going to be there regulating the muscle after you're done. It's on the job 24/7 and you have limited access. So you best get cooperation. You best get learning that creates new behaviors, new output from the brain, rather than to be so pompous as to think, well, I'm going to inflict my will and make this part comply. That's just stupid. That's not a very elegant strategy that's going to likely create lasting change.
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent point.
And additionally, people don't realize the large upside of how much pleasure there can be in their bodies. A lot of times we first meet clients when they have some kind of complaint, some kind of problem. And then those who understand that they can keep improving just mm-hmm. learn to have more pleasure in their lives all different ways.
Great.
Yeah, in the NLP trainings, we get at the idea of congruence. And that if you don't look excited, if you don't sound excited, you may think you're feeling excited, but you're missing out dramatically on the potential that's there. Well, to the extent that your body is supple, able to change configurations, to participate, to project your state, then you become much more charismatic, you become much more powerful. Your subjective experience of being comfortable, of being relaxed, or of being energized, any of those things, becomes drastically more than you've imagined is possible. And it's something that people don't really get until they have the experience of it.
The ones who understand this are people who are in theater. You work with a lot of people in theater who need to take on different personalities and become different people temporarily. And they learn that the more flexibility, the more they can change the way they move, then the more they can project the different characters.
Oh, there's so many possibilities to all of this. It's great. So what you're leading to is even people who don't have a presenting physical issue can benefit from body work and just becoming more flexible and more congruent with their body and having those choices. You don't have to be in pain or in agony to actually benefit from body work.
Yeah, that's our favorite. The people who come in and say, well, I don't really know why I'm here. But so you might as well work with me since I'm here.
I just want to feel even better.
And then we do, and they go, oh, now I remember why I come to you guys. Because life is a lot better. And that's the point. And what's better than that? And what's better than that? And how far can it go? And how good can it get? How much pleasure are you able to have right now? And how much more is there?
That's wonderful. It sounds wonderful. I'll have to get you guys after this interview. So you work individually, I know that, but you've also worked in tandem on people together as a team. And I've had the experience of watching that, and it is just the most exquisite feedback loop. You know, one's at one end of the body, the other one's at the other end of the body, and yet you can almost see the communication going through the person.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that experience, how you work tandemly?
Well,
is it all unconscious confidence?
It's very much like a double induction,
ah,
linguistically, except it's done kinesthetically, except when we're talking at the same time. So, but it's a matter of congruence. As in a hypnotic double induction, it's not just two people talking at the same time, right? There are different ways of talking that create different effects, and it's allowing the responses time to manifest so that you can track the physiological changes, and alternating with another push, another mm-hmm. suggestion. So it's really kind of like a dance when you see it done kinesthetically. We're feeling the reactions that the person has to what the other one of us has done.
Exactly. When I'm at someone's feet and Ron's up at their neck or their shoulders, and I'm feeling the effect of what he's doing way down at the person's feet and watching it as it passes through.
Wow.
And it's very tangible. This is sensory skill. It's not psychic Mm-hmm. It gets into that realm of things because it opens up possibilities that people don't normally expect to have. But it's something that can be cultivated, trained, practiced as you watch, feel, listen for the various responses to what you're doing.
Yeah, it's very easy to point out once it's pointed out what we're paying attention to, that most people can see it.
Mm-hmm. And feel it.
I'm talking about if someone is watching the process.
Yeah. Well, I was feeling it. I was watching you work on someone and I was starting to feel relaxed. I could feel it. It was great. No, so now you've taken this to the next level. I hear you're doing seminars.
Yes, we've been going around the world putting on a variety of seminars. We are here in Edinburgh doing a one-day mini introduction. They're calling it a taster, which I think is cute. Mm-hmm. Just give people a taste of what we do. And we are doing three-day introductory seminars to get the foundations, the fundamentals that people need to know so that they can begin doing powerful things with people. And yet these are the building blocks that allow for more advanced things to be done.
So this seminar isn't strictly NLP based, so it's about body work or kinesiology, or is it?
It's about body work. It's about, mm-hmm. We've chosen several very powerful, very safe techniques that people can go right out and use with their friends and family or who, you know, in their practices. It depends on what environment they're coming from.
Right. So this is a seminar that chiropractors and body workers would benefit from, but even if you are not a chiropractor or a body worker, you can come to the seminar and learn some simple, safe things that you can do.
We presuppose no previous experience.
Yeah, if you have a body, then that's qualification.
That qualifies you.
That qualifies.
Okay. It's a good thing. So you've just come from Poland, are you?
Yeah, we did a workshop in Poland in September. We were down in Mexico. We were in Bogota, Colombia earlier in the summer.
Wow.
So we've been getting around.
That's great. That's fabulous.
And we're teaching people how to work on themselves as well as other people. Mm-hmm. And doing exercises to improve the awareness of their bodies and
have more flexibility.
Yeah.
have more pleasure and more good feelings in their movement.
That's great. It really sounds exciting.
One of Richard Bandler's slogans. one of his sayings that made an impression on me is that communication is best responded to in the channel in which it was sent. Well, all of these health concerns, all of these postural things, muscles behaving, organs having varying degrees of function, that's all physical behavior to us. That's all kinesthetic output. So the most effective way to respond to kinesthetic output is with kinesthetic input. Least information is lost. The highest quality communication is affected that way. And so that's really what we specialize in, teaching people to notice kinesthetic outputs and then how to make information-rich kinesthetic inputs so that you can then notice the output, the response to the communication, and continue cycling on in higher levels of functioning.
Hey, Edie, you mentioned you also had a particular slogan or saying or belief that Richard has that you've heard in some of the seminars that's affected your work as well.
That state comes first. The most important aspect is starting with an appropriate state, a comfortable state, because once even my cat knows this. My cat knows that first she gets all purry and soft and then she comes over to pet me. And she immediately transfers her good state to me.
So then you yourself do that as well before you work with someone. You get yourself into a particular state to work with someone?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
Now, how do you, a lot of people ask this question, you know, so you work with people in pain or, you know, people that are fetching about something, you know, does it ever affect you or do you use your NLP to really, you know, build up that protection for yourselves working with other people?
Well, the best way that we've found, we used to do years ago the pacing and leading model, where you go into someone else's model of the world, and then you change little bit, and see if they will come along with you, right? And then at the end of the session, we would get them better, but not near as good as we were to start with. And so then we would go, oh my God. And then we'd have to get out of that, right? So we found that the patterns from the charisma enhancement work much better. That if we can generate powerfully effective states, stay in those, then it acts as a beacon and draws the other person into that state. So it's a question of what state don't they have? What aren't they doing? And then if we can generate that powerfully, and then our hands-on techniques are being done within that context.
Your charisma enhancement training totally changed my practice because I had so much more energy at the end of the day. And I started having more fun with the patients. It just improved the whole quality of my life.
Oh, that's great. That's good to hear. And where is your practice? Where are you located?
We're in Boca Raton, Florida.
Nice and warm and sunny.
Yeah.
Boca Raton. So how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about your seminars or your practice? Or?
Well, we are going all over the world.
All over the world.
So, you know, it's... you can check for us on a variety of websites. As we are appearing, people put up notices.
Mm-hmm.
You can check with the Pure NLP. You know,
yes, that's
Kathleen
true.
Kathleen and John know.
You can email us at K or J, Lavelle@purenlp.com. We'll put you in touch with Ron and Edie. And also, Kate Benson in the UK has a page for you on her site.
Yes, it's at health. meta-nlp.co.uk.
Well, I hope lots of people take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, because it's, you know, now we're talking mind and body. You know, we know the mind affects the body, and so many people in NLP have had results in their health and their well-being by learning NLP, and you're kind of helping that along by working with the body as well. And fabulous work. It's very exciting. So I wish
we're
you
sure having fun doing it.
Yeah,
and that's the most important thing, isn't it? The
well,
more you have fun, the more your clients have fun.
And we're getting a lot of interesting responses back, that people are being amazed that they can actually do things. We got a letter from a guy in Sweden telling us that he had worked with his mother, who has fibromyalgia, and she had been going to body workers of various kinds, and it would always cause her to flare up, have a rebound, they call it, after the session.
Wow.
And he worked with her using the techniques that we'd taught him in a 3-day workshop. And she improved, and then she didn't have this rebound at all. So the techniques are just conceptually superior because they're using more of our brains for a change, instead of
great.
Just making things happen by force.
Well, Dr. Ron, Dr. Edie, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. And stay tuned. This is Kathleen Lavelle. We'll be bringing you another trainer from around the world. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.